Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to enjoy sounds on the subject of romance, but with a twist. We will investigate choral music written for ballet. This visit is called Romance in the Dancing Wind. Our music began with that famous love melody by Franz Liszt that is familiar to all of us. O love, love as long as you can, and as long as you like, for life is so short, and in time we will be grieving at the grave. You heard the voice of tenor Daniel Weeks. French-Italian writer and composer Christine de Pizan is known today as one of the most read authors from the Middle Ages. The female quartet Vocomay has produced a very scholarly recording of this very interesting and most learned composer. We hear, "My love, I take count of your complaint, and I do not like it." Music sung by Vocomay about love.
Amoris is gute ma complaint, or disgusted great. De tue patricis vide strente, porta scande sette complei. Non è voir ca ma juistein, juina rassen tue ne tient. Trop grande le grande mal gion vient, panza bien o paso domage. Vei un non d'un se mi souvient, pelle si pastor si gelè, non car ciascuna volle tient, se mon onor di sustient, si ferà vir se son usage. Or man mi si chi appartient, e si thank you. kan på dröjen längst ge mig chans på bollen ur en jänt Fidi donga
That was A Lover's Conversation from the Middle Ages by Christine de Pisson, who lived in the 1300s. You heard, My Love, I Hear Your Complaint, I Don't Like It. The female quartet Vokame is from Stuttgart. Next is music by Lithuanian composer, pianist, musicologist, and journalist Valdas Jokubenius. The Vilnius Municipal Choir, led by Valklovis Augustinius, offer this confession. Many lovers have I had. Music from the pen of Lithuanian composer Valdas Jokubenius, beautifully presented by the Vilnius Municipal Choir, led by Valklovis Augustinius, who is a brilliant composer as well. The story said, "Many loves have I had." Composer Paul Moravec indicates that the idea for our next listening adventure came to him while visiting Shakespeare's birthplace in Stratford-upon-Avon. Amorisms is a set of five Shakespearean aphorisms about love. The music was composed for the Nashville Ballet, and the texts have been kept short to focus on the dancers themselves. This ballet is scored for SSATB Quintet and Clarinet Plus String Quartet. The five sections are Love is the Spirit, How Quick and Fresh, The Course of True Love, Sweet Lovers, and When Love Speaks. Amorisms by American composer Paul Moravec.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Music written specifically for the ballet and accompanied by mixed voice quintet, plus clarinet and string quartet. Aneurysms, using texts from Shakespearean plays, was performed with enthusiasm by the Portara Vocale and the Alias Chamber Ensemble. The conductor was Shreyas Patel. This is Romance in the Dancing Wind.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
Paint the mantles with delight.
More musical texts from the English bard Shakespeare. You heard the National Girls' Choir from Scotland presenting a pair of tunes, Spring the Sweet Spring and Under the Greenwood Tree, I Love to Lie. Christopher Bell was the conductor, and the music was written by Gary Carpenter. The next piece was written by John Rutter for a concert at Canterbury Cathedral given by the BBC Singers in 1999. The text combines words from the Latin nuptial responses with passionate words of personal faith. This is Polyphony, led by Stephen Layton. The title is I, My Best Beloved's Am. Those were the voices of the Polyphony Group, guided by Stephen Layton, and singing one of John Rutter's more serious motets with words from the Latin Nuptials, "I, My Best Beloved Zam." The closing number was created by Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů and takes us back to another choral cantata that was used for a ballet. The Romance of the Dandelions for Mixed Choir and Soprano is an extract from Spalicek, a Czech ballet review on folk themes. The Romance is an unusual work, and it's a cappella for mixed voices. It opens with a C major chord and tells of a young girl's waiting for her lover gone 7 years. The text ends ambivalently, and we don't know whether the lover is dead in the war or married to somebody else. The music ends in a bright shimmer, like jeweled wing of an insect, as the choir celebrates the true heart of the girl. Romance of the Dandelions is performed by the Netherlands Chamber Choir, with Stephen Layton on the podium. The music of Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů.
Thank you.
Oh.
You have just heard The Romance of the Dandelions by Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů. It's based on a ballet and was written as an a cappella presentation for mixed chorus. The composer completed it in the late 1950s. Stephen Leighton was the conductor of the Netherlands Chamber Choir, and you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Romance in the Dancing Wind, and I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for the great literature from the vocal and choral art. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2016.